and thanks for joining us here at Rose Quartz Mediumship Podcast, where we simply love anything and everything healing and metaphysically based. In today's podcast, I want to tell you a story that involves a little bit of play and a little bit of fire. If we don't know each other, then I just want to tell you that I love play. And if we do know each other, then you most likely already know this about me. I simply love playing. It's something that is a core value of mine. And so finding play inside of personal development has been a really important part of my path and of my journey. My husband learned a while ago that play was an easy way to meet me around areas that I could improve. And I'm going to give you a little example. We share pictures on our phone. And one day he saved a photo into our pictures of this meme where a man is saying, "Women make the best archaeologists because they love to dig up the past." And I laughed so hard that I was cackling when I saw it in our photos. A couple months later, I brought up something from the past that, if I'm being honest, was unnecessary for me to bring up. And my husband looked at me, and this little twinkle came across his eye. And he said one single word to me, and it was archaeologist. And I just broke out laughing in that moment. If he had met me with anything other than play, I might not have been able to accept that little nudge at an area for personal development. But because he used play, it was so easy for me to recognize this area of personal development and laugh about it and break the pattern and stop the pattern in that very moment. So not only do I love play, but I love the fact that my husband has figured out how to meet me in play around personal development. A couple of weeks ago, I was full of feisty energy, just so fiery. And all day, I'd been kind of feisty. And he had been out running some errands, doing some stuff. And when he came back to the house, I had said something along the lines of, "I'm a little bit of a spicy tuna roll." I was just poking fun at the fact that I was being feisty. I knew it. He knew it. Anybody in the house knew it. And I wasn't being mean and I wasn't being a jerk, but there was definitely fiery energy that wanted to come from me. About an hour later, I said something that was a little bit on the line of too spicy. And my husband turned and looked at me, raised an eyebrow, and said, "I didn't order a spicy tuna roll for dinner." And I broke out laughing. It was a way of throwing the comment that I had made earlier back at me in a way that I could accept. In a playful way, he was able to meet me and say, "Hey, you're being too feisty right now. Dial it back a little bit." And I think that there is such beauty in that. First of all, I think that there's beauty in the fact that my husband understands me deeply enough to know how to meet me. Play is not the way that he approaches personal development, but it is the way that I approach personal development. And so he meets me there because he genuinely and deeply understands me. And he's not trying to meet himself in personal development in those moments. He's trying to meet me in personal development. And so he uses the language and the energy that I want to be met with. Just like when I'm meeting him around personal development, I'm meeting him in the energy that he wants to be met. And then I think that there is so much beauty in understanding how I do personal development the best. And I do personal development the best through play, which is why his comments back to me are so incredibly powerful and impactful. There's something really powerful about learning how to explore yourself and meet yourself in a place where you're able to do deep, vulnerable work, but it doesn't have to necessarily be painful. You're able to do that work of personal development in a space that feels good. So explore yourself and learn to find the way that you want to do personal development that feels the best to you. Thanks for joining us here at Rose Quartz Mediumship Podcast.